Education. Entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And we are talking computers, computer questions, computer problems, what should I buy, did I do the right thing, and of course if you participated in one of the rebates as you purchased gifts this year, you may want to check out our website this week because we've got all kinds of information on how you can make sure that you get your rebates.
And if you found love in an elevator.
No, that's a different
show. This is not the show for you.
No. That's Dr. Art Mullen later.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the phones here, and we haven't heard from Skeet for a long time, have we?
We have not, but we hear from him today, because Skeet has questions about Windows 98. ScanDisk keeps on restarting. Skeet, welcome.
It's an old standby caller with an old standby question.
Yeah, right. It is.
What's going on, Skeet?
Well, I've got Windows 98 second edition, and I was thinking about doing ScanDisk and Defrag, because I haven't done them in a while.
Uh-huh.
It keeps restarting 10 after because something is still writing to.
Yeah,
this is such an obscure problem we've never ever heard of before.
No, this never happens to anybody.
No, actually, the wrinkle, though, is that I do not use a mouse, and I must still have my screen readers talking so I can see what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah, you're going to have some challenges there. For those of you that aren't familiar with Skeet, Skeet, you've been calling into the show for what, 6 years or something?
Longer than that.
Yeah.
Since before the time of something.
I was even before Adam.
You're way before Adam. I think Adam might have been a wee teeny tiny seed.
Darn, I wish he was my neighbor.
Boy, he's something, isn't he?
Or something.
Well, here's the gist of the problem. And this is, you know, those of you that are new to our show, this is a very common thing that happens, especially in the older operating systems. In order for ScanDisk and Defrag or any of these programs to work properly, it has to have exclusive access to your hard drive.
Which means all those things running in the background, like most commonly your antivirus program.
Or a screen reader.
Or all kinds of other things that are constantly trying to interact and change files and read files and do things with files. Every time ScanDisk gets to those files that Windows is working on, it's going to have to restart because it can't get exclusive access. And over and over and over it'll do that. And after half dozen times or so, maybe 10 times depending on your settings, it'll come up and say, hey, I've restarted X number of times. Do you want me to keep trying this? Because this isn't working out.
Think of it this way. You've assigned a person to refile a bunch of paperwork in a bunch of filing cabinets in this room.
And you keep moving the filing cabinets around on them.
Or people keep bringing new files in and just sticking them in different drawers.
Oh, that won't work.
By the way, you shut off all the lights.
Yeah.
And they can't really see the paperwork they're trying to file.
It's basically, it has to have total access. So she needs to be able to get it. He or she, whoever you assign this task to, needs to be able to get in that room, lock the door, keep the lights on, and have exclusive access to the filing cabinets so that she can get everything filed.
You're sexist.
I know I am.
What's wrong with you?
I am. Send your messages to sexistdude@datadoctors.com.
Yeah.
You have a different challenge because of the screen reader issue, because that's something that's always in the background trying to step in on your behalf. That's going to cause ScanDisk to start over and over. And our normal solution to that is to have you restart the computer in safe mode, which then doesn't allow anything like your screen reader, your antivirus software, any of that stuff to run. But then you have total exclusive access. So you may need to have a friend or a neighbor or something to come by and help you with the safe mode because you wouldn't have the benefit of your screen reader.
That doesn't sound too good.
No, but that's the only guaranteed way to make it happen.
So my advice is use one of our favorite tools to get this job accomplished, something called bribery. You find a geek friend.
It doesn't even have to be a geek friend. If a neighbor of yours has internet access, we covered this on our TV show, one of the first couple of episodes. So if you go to the TV section of our website, there's step-by-step directions on the different ways to start your computer in safe mode.
Uh-huh.
So just have them print that out, come on over. Sit down with a cup of coffee and go through it with you.
Let somebody be your eyes for you and get that done.
Yeah, I could do it if the eyeballs work.
Right.
And I can always use somebody else's.
And
yeah.
Sometimes guide dogs usually have a hard time because their paws are too big to really hit the keys properly.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She's kind of a beast.
Yeah. And voice recognition would normally work. You know, roof.
Bark recognition.
Yeah, talks German, though.
Wait, so did you say defrag? Yeah. Refrag? Ruh-roh?
Raggedy?
Hey, Skeet, good hearing from you. Happy holidays, pal.
I got some websites for people that are interested, maybe
really
in
quick.
Games for the blind.
Really quick.
PCSgames.com is one.
Okay.
GMA Games is another. And the third is ESP Softworks. That's probably the best one.
You know what? If you want to email those links to us, we will publish those in our newsletter.
Okay, where do I email them to real quick?
Just talk, T-A-L-K, at datadoctors.com.
Oh, okay, I got
cool.
it.
Hey, Skeet, thank you. Good hearing from you. And, Skeet chiming in on us again.
We got a couple of free lines open at 602-277-5827. It's Brandon Disney and Ken Colburn, the Computer Corner, News Radio 620 KTAR, and we'll be right back after the news. We have